We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do.
Hello, motherfucker.
Open the door or I'm gonna throw rocks through your windows, you dumb whore.
Who posted my nudes on Twitter?
Shut up, bitch.
Welcome to Doing It With My Best Friend's Wife. I'm D. Ryan and this is my best friend's wife.
I'm Leah.
I've got a crazy story. Crazy thing just happened.
Like, just happened?
Just happened, like, in the last 2 hours.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was at a birthday party.
Yeah.
For a little five-year-old Dawson, Jesse's son.
Oh, okay.
And there were three people there.
Okay.
With the same name.
What?
Yeah.
What was the name?
Danny Carr.
No shit.
Yes.
No.
Yep, there's a beautiful girl named Danny Carr. Uh-huh. Her husband's name, they call him Dan Carr, and then me.
But not spelled all the same way, probably.
Nope, C-A-R-R was their last name.
I wonder, where are they from?
Here, I think.
Oh.
I think she works with Holly at Holly's shop, and then he works somewhere here in town.
Oh, here in town. Because I think Michael works with a Dan Carr.
It may be, well, no, she was saying something about his place was shut down for maintenance.
This coming week?
I guess.
Because Michael, the down week is next week.
Oh, then he works at DFA then.
Oh, well, he might.
Yeah, and his
wife. You'll have to ask Michael.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Ask him if he knows his wife's name.
Does he have
Danny.
A brother? Do you know? Or did they not
get
brought up?
I wouldn't get that far into it. But his I'm Daniel Carr. He's mm-hmm. Daniel Carr, C-A-R-R, and she's Danielle Carr.
Wow.
She goes by Danny. He goes by Dan. I go by Danny.
Wow. I bet that was a real confusing birthday party.
No, I mean, nobody really. It was about Dawson, not us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like it should have been. How often does that happen?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Blew me away.
Yeah. What about the cake? Did it blow you away?
How was it? Everybody was all about the cake. I didn't have any.
Just get prepared. Michael will probably ask you about that. You know, he likes his cake. Because he goes, well, I wonder whose birthday party it is. And I said, I don't know. And he goes, I bet they'll have cake. I said, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, they had chocolate cupcakes and then like a berry filled, like she layered it. Nice. It was like white cake and then some kind of berry sauce. And
yeah.
White cake and berry sauce and white cake and berry sauce. And it looked really good, but
nice.
I didn't have any.
That's.
I drank too much water and water hurts my stomach.
Okay. whenever you move and you hear it, like feel it sloshing around in there?
Yeah,
that type
that.
Of thing?
It does that too. But I mean, I don't know. It just, because the way I drink water, I chug it practically.
Oh, because you're not used to drinking it much. You're used to drinking Mountain Dew.
Yes. And it really does mess me up.
It reminds me of that.
I will probably have to stop and pee three times during this.
Okay.
I drank two bottles.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm dehydrated.
Yeah.
I had pizza the other night and
what kind?
It's Domino's.
Oh.
And it wasn't very good. And it fucked me up.
I
got dehydrated from my sickness.
Yeah. I get that. Okay. Domino's isn't that great anymore. But it reminds me of that scene in, I think it was Baby Mama with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And Tina Fey tells Amy Poehler she needed to take, you know, vitamins. Because I think she's supposed to be pregnant or something. Mm-hmm. And she's like, here, you take this pill or whatever. And she gives her a glass of water and she drinks it and she spits it out. And she's like, oh, what is this? She's like, it's water. And she's like, well, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's definitely me. That's definitely me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's something to look forward to then, I guess. You getting up to go pee.
Oh. Yeah, I've got a drink. More. I drank a whole 34-ounce bottle of water yesterday. And then I think these were 12 or 16-ounce. What's that? Like if you buy a thing of water.
You're usually 12 ounces.
12 ounces, so that's 24 ounces. But my back still hurts. My kidneys still hurt.
From Domino's?
Because I got sick from Domino's.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. Anymore.
I'm lactose intolerant.
And, oh, yeah.
And sometimes it affects me and sometimes it don't. And then Thursday it affected me.
Have you not ever got the Lactaid?
No.
You probably should.
Well, I don't feel that I need it necessarily.
Okay. Which is why your kidneys are in your
I just take the punishment that is doled out whenever it disagrees with me. It doesn't always. It It doesn't always mess me up. I mean, it almost always hurts my stomach, but yeah. It doesn't always make me sick like I was.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, to be able to chow down on some pizza and it not mess you up?
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Lactate will do that for you.
Well, and there's a new pizza place opening, and Ava's supposed to be April 1st. It's a brick oven place. I think I told you about that. It's going in the old Pizza Hut building.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did tell me about that.
And I'll probably eat there every day.
Yeah. Okay. Will you save me a piece?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can come on up. I'll tell you when I'm going to be there, and then you can come up there.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't even know where it's at.
You don't know where Ava's at?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been. If I've gone, it was like for a school function, like a ball game or something.
Yeah.
But I may be having that confused with something else, somewhere else.
The fastest way to get there, you know where 14 Highway is?
Yeah.
You just
take that.
Get on 14 all the way out.
That's what I was thinking, but I still have never been there.
It's about an hour drive.
Yikes. That's probably why.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's pretty neat.
Maybe if all else fails, you could just bring me a piece.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Okay.
You don't mind cold pizza, so.
No, I don't care. Cold, hot, it's all good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what you been up to?
Not much, honestly. I'm trying to remember. We haven't recorded in how long?
Just 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, so jack shit.
Haven't been watching nothing or anything?
Well, I've been watching The Office Super episodes or fan episodes. Michael and I started watching The Outer Banks, which I knew would be right up its alley. It's kind of like a teen drama.
That's right up Michael's alley. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, he likes it. Huh?
Yeah. And he's even been saying, he's like, man, we got to watch our show. We got to watch our show. And it's about these bunch of teenagers that the main character, his dad was a treasure hunter and he ends up missing. And everybody thinks that he's dead. And as far as we know, he is. But I looked up spoilers. So he's not. Spoiler alert. The third season actually just came out last Thursday, but we're just now on the second season. So they all think that his dad's dead, and he finds his dad's compass with, like, a message etched into the compass. And he's like, this is the last thing my dad ever sent me. And his dad had been in search of this ship that had wrecked a long time ago and supposedly had like $400 million worth of gold or something like that in it. And so these kids go off for this treasure hunt also. And everybody's like out to get them because they know that they're looking for it or think that his dad had actually found it before he went missing. And just chaos ensues. And it, like, there were a couple episodes there I was like, why don't they just go freaking talk to an adult? And Sarah's watched it, and I was snapping her, and I was like, here's the thing. Why didn't they just do that? And she was like, well, because then the show would be over. And I was like, oh, yeah, good point. But I get frustrated because I'm like,
I hate shows like that.
Yeah, and it's not actually bad. I actually do like it. It's just there were a few things where I was like, this is stupid. Like, why didn't they just go to someone that they trust? But also, they don't know who to trust necessarily. So it's just, it's a nice little teen drama. But I think that's all that I have watched.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I hate stuff like that with where they could just a simple thing could fix the situation.
Yeah.
And then they drag it on. I can't stand stuff. And even as far as, like, I started watching a show, I think it was Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And in the very first episode, they have the bad guy in their grasp, and they let him go. He gets away, and I'm like, nope, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not watching show after show of them chasing the same fucking guy. And he gets away every time. And then in the season finale, they catch him. You know, I'm not into that, so I didn't even watch any more of that. Oh, that's yours. Oh. Well, I've been playing video games a lot.
Okay.
I got that Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, you did get it?
Yes.
Okay, and?
Unbelievable.
Nice.
It is so fun.
Like, it's a good game,
yes,
or the graphics?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. It's really, really fun to play, and it is, it looks amazing.
Okay.
I'm not very far into it. Like, I can't fly yet and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, just the magic work that you do, you know, to your fighting and stuff is awesome. The story is pretty cool so far.
Yeah.
And the way it works is like you're at Hogwarts school or whatever. Really? And I don't know what so, who's who, but I'm Slytherin. Is that good or bad?
Oh, see, I technically, I mean, it's kind of like the house that would be the bad kids, you know, that maybe don't have as many morals as, let's say, the goody two shoe Gryffindor.
Gotcha.
So
what are the other two houses?
Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff or Pufflehuff or.
So why are there four houses?
I don't know. I just know, like, in the movies, they put a hat on him, and the hat said he, like, supposed to read the person, and then he says, okay, you're going to be assigned to this. Yeah. Like, with people with like-minded, I guess.
Right. That's what this game does. Mm-hmm. It, like, bases that on how you build your character, but then you could also pick to be in a different house. Like, you're not stuck with Slytherin. Like, when it reads, it says, we think you should go to Slytherin, mm-hmm. but I could have picked any of the other houses.
Yeah. I don't mind Slytherin.
Yeah. But it's really cool the way they do it. Like, to teach you the stuff, you actually go to a class. You know, it's like...
So you're actually in Hogwarts.
So, yeah. So, and that's part of the storyline is, like, you need to go see Mr. Whoever.
Yeah.
And so you take his class, and then he teaches you your potion.
Your guardian ad litem.
Yeah, whatever it is.
That's actually a legal person that helps minors, but yeah.
But, he teaches you the way to move the wand, and then you have that power, and it's pretty cool.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So, and then I got Gran Turismo 7, which I had it before, and I just used a controller, but now I have a steering wheel.
Oh.
And then PlayStation VR came out,
mm-hmm.
VR 2, and I've been playing the shit out of
it. Is that what I just played?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That really messed me up.
Well, it doesn't mess me up. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, we truly are living in the future is what I was thinking, because it feels like I was in that car and I thought I was going to feel myself run into that wall.
Right.
Because, it was trippy.
It's unbelievable. Like, you're sitting in the cockpit and you got the steering wheel in your hands. And then, like, even the slightest little move of the steering wheel, it moves in the game. And it's, and that, they can even get better as far as the way that game looks, you know, mm-hmm. like I don't know if you even paid attention to the surroundings, but
I could see people in my rearview mirror. I could see people in
the mountains and all that. I don't know what track you're on or anything.
No, I was just paying attention to the road.
Yeah, well, if you just looking off into the mountains, I mean, you can see all the trees, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's beautiful, and it's crazy just sitting in a race car, you know. And if you look around in the car, everything's correct.
Yeah.
It's a real car, you know.
Yeah, it's trippy.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But, there's one track I was doing this morning that you go down a hill onto a flat surface.
Oh, my gosh.
And that jacked my stomach every single time.
That's what I'm saying. Time. See, that's my thing. It kind of messed my stomach up just going around those curves.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was going super fast.
Right.
And then it literally felt like I was spinning because, of course, I wouldn't brake when I was going around the curves. Because I don't brake around curves in real life. So I, of course, spun out every single time, and I had to close my eyes because it was messing with my stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, like did you spin out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple times.
And, I mean, it makes you feel like you're
like
you're
I'm
spinning.
In a tilt-a-whirl or some shit. Yeah, like it's
nuts.
Ugh. Yeah.
But Caleb got a guitar game and a drum game mm-hmm. for the VR, and then I got the Pavlov, which is a shooting game, and I accidentally... You can kill yourself in the game, and it's crazy. Like, I'd kill myself with grenades, and then your body's laying on the floor, but I accidentally shot myself.
Oh.
It was an accident. I just wanted to see if it worked, and it worked.
Okay.
And then you're looking down at your dead body, and mm-hmm. then, like, I decided just to fire on it, and, like, the skin came away, and it's got the freaking insides, not the guts and stuff, but your spine and your ribs and stuff.
Shit.
I'm like, golly, that's so realistic.
Like, it's realistic. Yeah.
It was gross.
Wow. Yeah, I bet it was. That's future, man. We're here.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get the Resident Evil.
Resident Evil
Village. Yeah, it's really scary.
Because even the Resident Evil before, those are freaky enough as it is.
Yeah, that Resident Evil 2 was the scariest game I ever played. I mean, it scared me to death.
Oh.
But I was 16 whenever I played it.
So I was older than that, I think. I was probably 17 or 18. Daniel still makes fun of me to this day for it, if it gets brought up for whatever reason. But I always really liked the Prince of Persia games on the GameCube, I think, was, well, they were on different platforms, I think. But anyway, we had it on the GameCube. And in the Sands of Time, I think, it's either that one or the second one, there's this, like, big, giant monster that looks like it's made out of vines and smoke and stuff that will chase you at certain times in the game. It's called the Dahaka. And it, like, do you ever watch 13 Ghosts? Like, no. With Matthew? Okay, never mind. So, anyway, it almost, like, spazzes out, like, vibrates, and all of a sudden it's closer to you. And it freaked me out. And he just happened to be there, of course, freaked me out enough that I screamed and threw the controller down.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to, well, I did. I did, because I dropped the controller and I died.
Well, in Resident Evil 2, there's a licker, that's what it's called. It's a monster that crawls upside down on the ceiling.
Is it a window licker?
No, it's just, it's called a licker. It's got a long tongue. And it's disgusting. Yeah. You know, it's a disgusting creature, and it crawls up, and then it just poof, drops down. But it's scary. Like, it does this cinematic, and then, oh, man, it scared the shit out of me. And I'm like, oh, done with this.
Well, and then, so you're going to buy one for the VR. You're going to shit yourself.
I am. I am. I got the demo, and I was just doing the tutorial. And, like, I'd hear a noise. I'm like, what was that? Yeah. What was that? And they're like, we don't know. You're playing a game. Key and Lexi were in there laughing at me, watching me play it.
So that reminds me, I do have two stories for you. So I have started watching The Last of Us. I thought, like, all the episodes were out, so I stopped watching, like, after episode one or two. No, I mean two or three. And it's actually not bad. And I was talking to Aiden about it. It's based off a video game.
Right.
And he said that it's pretty much, like, he doesn't even want to watch it because he's like, why? I've played the game. And I'm like, well, I figured you'd like to see it. And he's like, I've basically watched it. I've played the game. Whatever. But it's actually really good.
Does it follow the same story?
He said it did, because I was talking to him about it. And he would say, yeah, that happens in the game. And I would say, so who else dies? Because, like, within the first couple episodes, everybody's dying. They're, like, dropping like flies. And I was like, why do they keep? He's like, oh, yeah, get used to that. And I was like, okay. And, like, even his favorite character, which I don't know if this is going to spoil anything for anyone, but if you know anything about the games, Aiden's favorite character is the main character, and in the second game, he dies. And that's when Aiden got pissed off and I think may have quit playing it.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know if they're going to completely follow it at all times. But speaking of demos, so last Friday, me and Michael were in town getting groceries or doing something. And I got a notification from my PayPal that I spent $84.99 on the PlayStation.
Whoops.
Yeah. And I was like, what the hell? Like, 84, like, the boys know not to buy anything. And I get invoices all the time from PlayStation or Sony where Aiden has downloaded something and it's $0.
Right.
$0, $0. Right. Well, I kept waiting for an invoice to come through and it wouldn't. It never did, like, to tell me what it was for. So I called Aiden. I was like, did you just buy something for $84.99? And he said, no. And I said, well, did your brother, like, is he on the PlayStation for some reason? Because, you know, Aiden, he stays pretty well on it all the time. And Grayson doesn't get to very often. And he said, no, he's not played it. I was like, okay. So I kept waiting. It never did. I guess because it was Friday, it didn't hit the bank until, like, Monday or Tuesday. And I was like, son of a bitch. Because I thought, well, maybe it was just, like, a false alarm, or maybe it was, like, a scam or something somehow. And so I just let it go, went through the bank. So I was like, oh, my gosh. So I was in the process of, I tried to go online. I didn't call them. But to get a customer service rep from Sony to tell me what this was for. Well, while I was on hold for like 30, 40 minutes, I found that you can look at your recent transactions. So I clicked on it. One Piece Odyssey Deluxe Version, $84.99. And I was like, oh, and that's an anime that the boys watch. They have downloaded some of the One Piece games or whatever, you know, and they've watched videos of it. And I was like, what the heck? So I messaged Aiden and I was like, it says that it's One Piece. He conveniently did not message me the rest of the day because he was at school too. But, like, I had asked him, what's our sign-in for the PlayStation? Like, I couldn't remember if it was my email, Michael's email. He immediately sent me one back and he was like, it's your Hotmail. And it's, you know, he told me my password. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, I'm going to contact Sony. And he was like, okay. I mean, pop one right after. I mean, he was immediately replying. I tell him what was bought. Nothing. So when I pick him up, I said, did you get my message? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, but I don't understand why it said it bought it. He said, because I just downloaded the demo. And I said,
it's a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, no, you bought it. And he goes, no, I didn't. He said, I bet you it's not even on the PlayStation. I said, yes, it is, because I got on there and checked. And sure enough, it was there in the whatever. And so then he started, like, later on that night, he wanted something on it. He's like, if I eventually want to buy this. And I said, you just spent $85 on the PlayStation. I said, so you've spent all your money, bud. I said, and then some. You actually owe me money. And he goes, well, that's not fair. I said, pay attention whenever you're hitting buttons. I said, if I accidentally buy something online, I said, who has to still pay for it? Me. I said, this is on you. Well, how is that fair? This is a life lesson, my child. Yeah.
You can also, if it hasn't been played a certain amount of hours.
I should have done that, huh?
You can let them know it's done by accident. And I think you can do it all. Maybe you have to do it online. And it may not be PlayStation that you did that. I know it may have been Xbox. I don't remember, but we bought a game, Call of Duty. It was on PlayStation.
Mm.
That was through a computer. Never mind.
Okay.
It was through the computer. It was through Steam.
Oh, Steam. Yeah.
We bought Call of Duty, and it wasn't working on Caleb's PlayStation because he needed to update some drivers.
Mm.
And so I, let him know that. Yeah. And he hadn't played it at all, but it gave you up to a certain amount of hours to play it.
And then they could refund it.
And then they would still refund it.
Oh.
And so that's what I did with Call of Duty. And then we got the disc version for PlayStation. And then he got his driver's update. He's like, can I get that for
the PlayStation?
for the computer now? And I'm like,
oh.
I mean, you can pay for it.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can give that disc to somebody, but
I didn't even think about possibly doing that. But Aiden, he was like, well, he goes, Grayson, I guess we got One Piece Odyssey now. I was like, uh-huh.
What is that game about?
I honestly don't know. Like, I know what the anime's a little bit about.
Oh, it's anime.
Yeah.
I think you said that.
Yeah. But I don't know if the game follows anything or if it's like a fighting game, like kind of like a Mortal Kombat type fighting game with a storyline. I really don't know. I didn't care. I was like, this shit was $85. Like, you know how much milk I have to buy you guys every week? That $85 could have bought you guys a shit ton of milk.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or food in general.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
maybe
I
not a lot of
happy.
Food, but definitely quite a bit of milk.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's those were my two PlayStation game stories. Well, actually, I guess that Last of Us isn't on there, but that's what Aiden has. That's what he's played it on, I think, is
right.
A PlayStation.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah. So, but it's actually a pretty good
show.
Yeah. Hmm. And the little clickers, that's what it reminded me of, because you said licka, and I'm saying clicka. They are creepy. Yeah.
Hmm. What are they?
Zombies. Actually, I think what it is. How the zombie apocalypse came about is there is a in real life, there is a
zombies in real life.
No, kind of. there's a shit parasite that is really super small and actually will like go into an ant and can take it over. You know what I'm talking about? Well, anyway, supposedly this particular parasite
was
able. I
did not know that.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, okay. Sorry I cut you off.
No, that's okay, because it is. I mean, and it's interesting. You should see it, and it's free. It's weird. But anyway, so apparently, supposedly, this parasite was able to adapt to be able to live still, like, within humans, because they can't do that now because they can't live, because our body temperature is too hot. But ants are fine, so it can, and mother bugs, whatever. But apparently on the show it adapts and it starts taking over humans and so when people bite another person who's infected or whatever, the infected bites other people, they're transferring that parasite over to them, and so it just kind of
Well, there are way too many zombie games.
Yeah.
And well, shows, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all, I mean, I don't know, like
people got to get prepared, man, for that apocalypse.
So, but there's not going to be zombies in the apocalypse. Like, there's the Fallout games. I think they did a great job
oh,
as
yeah.
far as, the apocalypse type deal. But all these zombie games, there's just too many of them. You know, like Caleb and I went looking for a shooter game for the VR. Zombies. They're all zombie games. And I'm like, why? You know, I understand they're popular, but if you find a zombie game you like, are you actually going to try the 14,000 zombie games that there are? You know?
Possibly. I'll tell you the one of the creepiest games that I played. It was called, Aiden remembers what it's called, and I always forget it. Anyway, and it's actually a Japanese-based type game, you know. And, you know, they don't mess around with horror. And this was way back. They've got it now on different platforms. But at the time, it was on the Wii U, which had the handheld with the, you know. And you're actually this girl. I'm not even sure what she's doing, but she's, like, wandering around with this camera. And there's ghosts around and everything. And it was, like, first person. So, like, if you turn around, there could be, like, a ghost that just sits there and screams in your face. And you have to take a picture of it. And that's how you can, like, capture it and it goes away or whatever. It was freaky as shit.
What was it called?
It's Frame. I'll have to Google it. I don't think it was Picture Frame. Oh. It was, I'm going to Google it real quick. But it.
Whatever happened to your Wii U? The boys wear it out.
No, we still have it.
Do you? Still works?
As far as I know, it should. I mean, I hope that the handheld part, that the video part hasn't gotten cracked or anything like that, but we've not hooked it up in quite some time. But I think I probably played 15, 20 minutes of it because that's how bad it freaked me out. Really, and I was like, nope. Fatal Frame.
That's not even that realistic, is it? Being on a Wii U?
No, but it was. It was creepy.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up images. I'll show you. It was just, it was very dark. And so, like, you're, like, going around in the swamp, and there's flooded places, and...
Oh, yeah, that is good graphics.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Especially for an old game. Yeah. I could see you getting the shit scared out of you with that.
Yeah.
I mean, like that.
Exactly. And you turn around and you see that.
Yeah.
And it, like, screams in your face or whatever. And you got to hurry up and, like, pull up the handheld because it was like, you know, that's how you held the camera. You moved the Wii U thing around. Yeah. And I was like, all over the place, and I ended up dying.
I'm kind of excited to play a scary game on there. But I, on the VR, I'm going to need to sit down, though. Because I will run.
Yeah.
And you've seen the videos where people with VR, you know, running into their walls and shit, and I will hurt myself.
Yeah.
I'm sure, because hopefully I just scream the F word, not try to get away. We'll see.
Man, what if you're one of those that screw up your TV?
Yeah, that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not even, I mean, I would have to run into the TV, but. Like, the VR, the way this VR is, like, you have the TVs in the headset.
Yeah.
And then it, so on the first PlayStation, you had a box that you had to hook the VR system into, the PlayStation into, the camera into, and then run it to your TV. And then when you're inside, I don't think you could even see it on the TV very well. Well, this one, it's all included in the headset. So it's,
so like it's
just, you just plug it into the PlayStation, and it that's all you have to do is plug it into the PlayStation. Yeah. And then it's itself. So what you're seeing in the game is what they're seeing on the TV, which is really cool. It's just much better. So you don't even have to face the TV anymore. Like I told Caleb whenever he's playing his guitar game, his drum game, turn away from the TV. Well, that's what they suggest, so just in case the light might affect it.
Oh, yeah.
So turn away from the TV, but it also, it's got a cord, so the cord comes out of the back of the thing, so you don't have a cord interfering. Yeah. Like if you're playing a game, you know, you could hit that cord, either pull that thing off or pull the PlayStation off or pull the cord out of the PlayStation, any of that. But turning it around where the cord's behind you, you have no fear of that. So
yeah.
It's really cool. They did such a great job. It's very expensive. It costs more than a PlayStation itself.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, you see how realistic it is. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it really tripped me out for real. Like, my stomach is finally just now starting to get settled.
Yeah.
See,
and I haven't had any of that issues, but I drive so much better in the car than I do even, like, having the steering wheel. like on a flat screen, we should say, rather than the whatever the VR, the virtual reality.
Like a, yeah.
But like, I mean, I can hit my corners better, and like before I went to the party, I played one of the toughest courses, and I started in last place, and I made it to first place. And you have to drive it practically perfect because all the cars are the same in the race I was doing.
Yeah.
So it's your driving skill. Yeah. And it's so fun. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's just, it's crazy.
Okay. I did need to tell you, I got sent an article and some stories. I was talking to someone who has an in with the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
And he was telling me different ones. I was asking Michael about it, if he remembers this, and I don't. He said, and I wish he would have sent me the article because what I was talking to them on, it died. Like, so I have no idea. So I sent him a message, and I was like, what the hell? I was enthralled. Like, I was ready for, I was in that, like, story. But it was because, so there were these people that were they were swingers. And there was a woman that lived next to them that they, I guess, swang with. And the husband or the man, I don't know if they're married or not, had found out that the wife was over there without him. And he said, no, if you're going to swing, you're going to swing with me. You know, we're going to do this together. But got mad enough that he took a cord off of mini blind, strangled the neighbor. They rolled her up into a thing of linoleum, drove her down. Huh?
So the neighbor was a female.
Yes.
And the wife was over at the neighbor's house.
At the neighbor's house. Okay. And the husband found out and got pissed.
Okay.
Strangled her with a mini blind cord. And then I guess together, I guess he didn't kill his wife, girlfriend, whatever. They rolled her up in a piece of linoleum, took her to a gas station down in Tecumseh, and tried to dump that linoleum in a, like, garbage bin.
Public trash can.
Well, not only that, one of the sheriffs came up to him and they were like, you guys can't dump that here. That's illegal. You're going to have to dispose of that linoleum somewhere else.
Wow.
Yes. So this is where this is why I got so frustrated. So they ended up in some forest that I can't remember where, like a national park or something like that. And the freaking phone died. So I don't know if they dumped it, how they got caught, or anything. That's Do you see funny. Why I was enthralled?
Yeah, so the people you were who were telling you the story, their phone died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, crazy. What the shit? So, and I even, like, I messaged him, and I was like, you didn't finish the story. Well, they were sending me just articles of other local stuff, and I was thinking, I want to know what happened to the story. And, like, I thought I remembered the names. So, like, I tried to Google the names, and it didn't pull anything up. And I was like, son of a bitch. Because I want to know, like, did they dump it in the national park? Did somebody see them dumping it? How did they get caught?
Right.
Like, I want to know the end of that story. But,
yeah, that's awesome.
Right. So, but you don't remember hearing anything like that, do you? No, and I don't either.
Definitely not that. A sheriff's deputy told them they couldn't dump it there.
Can't do that.
Yeah,
you go hide that body.
No dead bodies in these dumpsters.
But I did want to read you this one. I think it's this one. Hold on, let me double check because I hadn't heard about this one either. Yes. Okay. Tell me if you remember this. So this was back in 2014. So that's probably why I don't remember it. So it said that a Missouri man was sentenced to 50 years in prison because he pleaded guilty to felony charges of second-degree murder, second-degree arson, and theft of a controlled substance. Theft of a controlled substance. I didn't even know you can get charged for that. Somebody stole my meth. Okay, we'll go charge them, you know. So he actually pleaded guilty because death penalty was on the table. And it was talking about, it actually, so these people are from Mountain Grove. And it goes into, and it was a husband and actually a husband and wife that, so here's the history of the crime. So this guy's body was found actually in 2010 in the smoldering remains of his mobile home in the Theodosia area, which is west of Gainesville. And the fire department was called. They were trying to determine the cause of the blaze. Discovered his badly burned remains. a narcotics investigator because one of the other cops, they were like, this smells like a meth lab, you know. And so a narcotics investigator with the sheriff's department, he smelled it, got close to the scene of the crime or scene of the fire, looked it over, determined that it was arson. And they believed the motive for the murder was this: Candace Darlene Richardson and Marty Wayne Overby had planned a 3-week period over a 3-week period to rob Charles Earl Peterson of $30,000 in cash that Mr. Peterson had been saving to purchase land next to his property. And the affidavit says that both had spoke of their intentions out loud to a roommate. The roommate told officials that she saw Overby in the garage pouring a liquid substance into a mason jar, tape triangles to the jar, and add gasoline to it. The roommate also said that Overby and Richardson tested the explosive by going to a residence and blowing up a mailbox. And then it says, the Missouri State Fire Marshal investigated this claim and confirmed it. So they also blew up a mailbox. They also found explosive-making materials. After identifying Richardson and Overby as suspects, they searched the Mountain Grove home and found materials associated with making explosive devices. According to the affidavit, they acted in concert to set Peterson on fire with an accelerant in order to kill him and cover up their crimes. Rob Peterson of the $30,000 in cash and a large quantity of methamphetamine. Detonate an explosive device to dispose of any and all evidence, including Peterson. And so this woman, this Richardson, was overheard talking on her phone and allegedly told the caller that they blew the son of a bitch up. So they weren't even hiding this shit either.
Wow.
Not really, anyway. So Peterson's truck, they actually was taken to a residence in West Plains, Missouri on the day of the fire by Overby and Richardson, where they asked the homeowner if they could take the truck up in the field and clean it out. The homeowner stated that the two were in the field all day and that Richardson eventually came down to his house with floor mats from the truck and was scrubbing them real hard, quote unquote, with a brush. Richardson and Overby were eventually arrested. Richardson left with the truck, while the homeowner said he gave Overby a ride to Mountain Grove. She left Peterson's truck at a bread store in Mountain Grove. Then she went to Springfield, where they had arranged to meet at a local bookstore. There she became combative when police arrested her for a probation violation. An individual gave Overby a ride to Kentucky to avoid prosecution, and then he was later arrested in Texas County without incident. And that, oh, so Charlie was cooking his last batch of meth for Candace, and then he was cutting her off because Candace had been cutting the bag and shortening his customers. So it was like a whole big deal. But Bandit, I don't remember any of that, like an explosive or, you know, or, yeah. So that was.
So did they get the 30 grand from him?
Didn't
say that.
I don't think it did. But honestly, I kind of stopped reading after that. Yeah, no, it doesn't say. So I don't know if they got the 30 grand or just was like, oh, wait, it's not here, and still killed him, set him on fire, stole whatever. That one was the most interesting one to me. And I think he sent me this one probably to research, but I didn't. Because Ozark County, this was back in 2007, have charged a man with a weekend slaying of an Isabella resident at a former fishing resort with cabins rented by the week. He's charged with first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and the death of Randall McNowan, 51. So I got a few things that were local.
Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, meth is rampant all over the place, but I didn't think that it. Like Gainesville, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like in Ava, there's just a couple people, you know, maybe that I could pinpoint that would be problem.
Oh, that are a little bit shady?
Possibly. Yeah. You know, I mean, that could be meth heads or whatever, you know, not like West Plains. Mm-hmm. You see them walking down the street. It's not like that in Ava. Yeah. I don't know if they just keep it clean up there or mm-hmm. what. I mean, and I definitely go to shady places, but, yeah. I used to deliver pizza and ice cream to Dollar General's to Theodosia. Mm-hmm. You know, it's as far out as I went. And, I mean, everybody I ever came across seemed like normal people, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's crazy to me with all the the drug related murders and shit that go on around all these parts, you know, whenever I don't, you know, I'm in Ava and outside of Ava every day, and very rarely do I come across somebody who think, oh yeah, he could fuck me up because he's on meth, you know. I don't, it more, I do that more so in West Plains, seeing the people walk around or ride the bikes cussing at the top of their lungs,
like,
at
that
you.
Time I remember, or I don't remember, I do remember what happened, I don't remember if I had told you this story or not, about how me and Aiden witnessed a robbery at Walmart.
No.
Did I never tell you this?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So for some reason, it was just me and Aiden, and we had to go into Walmart. And I clocked these two guys going in at the same time that we did, mainly because one of them, like, they were kind of dirty looking and gross and really made you wonder. But one of them didn't have a shirt on either. And he was, like, putting on his shirt as he was walking through the store. So, like, I seen that, you know. And then I happened. So the guy that was putting on the shirt, I happened to see just him, you know, a couple different places throughout the store. And I was in a hurry.
Because like, we were following him.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, damn.
Methods.
Let me show you what. Let me hurt. Show me what you're smoking is what I was trying to say. Shit. Anyway. So we were just in and out. Like, and so I was like walking fast, and I was trying to get Slowpoke Aiden to like keep up with me, you know, and this same guy actually was coming out of maybe like the candle aisle or something like that and almost ran into me. And so I had stopped, he had stopped, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, oh, it's okay. He's like, I'm sorry. He said, I wasn't paying attention. Go ahead. And I said, okay. So I was actually on my way to the registers, and I went all the way to the last register self-checkout. So I can see the door and the exit and everything right there. And I'm scanning my stuff and I'm paying and everything. And all of a sudden I hear the woman who was at the door. She was going, stop, stop, somebody stop him. Somebody stop him. And like everybody else stopped. And like, I'm still like checking my shit out, but I'm doing it slowly because I'm trying to pay attention. And there was this other guy there that worked at Walmart. And I mean, he reminds me of, you've watched Parks and Recreation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know the accountant that Ben works for
at
some point, and he thinks that the accounting jokes are so hilarious. Right. Okay, that's what that guy reminded me of. Okay, like very, like not confrontational or anything like that. And so they were both like trying to, like, and everybody else had stopped and were saying, well, he's getting into this SUV, you know, pretty close to the door. So the guy didn't have too far to go to, I guess, pack up the TV that he had tried to walk out the door with, which I remember seeing it in the cart when he almost ran into me. I just thought he was going to pay for it. And so they were saying he's getting into this SUV, and the nerdy looking guy, he goes, or she's like, somebody needs to go and stop him. And he's like, I'll go take a picture of the license plate. I'm not afraid. And the other woman that was there that was working at Walmart, she goes, go get him, Gary. And so, like, me and Aiden, like, we're cracking up at the same time. But I'm, like, trying to pay attention to what's going. But we also, like, I pay for my shit. All these people are standing around watching. And we just walk through, like, me and Aiden watch robberies go down all the time. So we just, like, keep walking. But they actually had ended up parking just an aisle or two over from where we had parked. So I was able to see what was still going down. And Gary apparently was also not afraid to stand directly behind the SUV that the guy had jumped into. And they started like backing up. And a manager had actually had come up at that point. And the woman that was driving was still trying to back up. And she finally ended up stopping. Manager told her to go park next to the sidewalk there at Walmart. And Gary went back to work, I guess. And so I told Aiden, I was like, I'm going to go this way. I was like, I want to see what's going down. So by the time that I passed, they were taking the TV out of the back of the SUV. And it was a woman that was in the driver's seat, was getting out, and she was pissed, man. She was, like, yanking the cart over and was, like, picking up the TV and trying to put it back in the car. Just jerky movements, and that guy was nowhere to be found.
Wow.
So he bounced. Like, I guess he was, like, telling her, go, go, go. And then when he realized that they couldn't necessarily, he, like, bounced. So then I couldn't, like, delay anymore and sit there and watch like a bystander. So I just kept driving, and we get over to Arby's. And what's really weird is that the guy that I had seen him walk into Walmart with was walking through the Arby's parking lot back towards Walmart. Mm. And so I don't know where he had come from, and was digging in his pocket and was, like, answering the phone. So I don't know if, like, he went somewhere else and stole something or what happened. Because it was weird. They walked in together, and then all of a sudden he was at the Arby's parking lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But to make matters worse, as I was driving by, I did notice that there was a cop walking through the parking lot, you know, like trying to find this guy. But the next day, I went to go somewhere or get something, and I realized I don't have my wallet. Can't find my wallet. And I was like, well, maybe I left it in the car. Looked in the car, looked everywhere, and I was like, what the heck? What'd I do with it? And it's not the first time that I've done it, unfortunately. So you'd think I'd learned my lesson. But I was so engrossed in what was going on around me, I left my damn wallet in the cart, like, went and put it in the little buggy parking part, you know, because I put my cart up, I left my damn wallet in there, and I was like, really? Especially when there's a known criminal. Like, I just watched him steal something, and I'm going to leave my wallet out there. Luckily, somebody, even the cop, because the cop, you know, was walking in the parking lot, and I wasn't far from where he was looking. I don't know if he's the one that, like, grabbed it and took it to customer service. Luckily, I called them. They said, yes, we have it. I went and got my wallet. So it was quite the adventure.
Like, your ID and everything's in there?
Oh, yeah.
I think if it was a cop, the cop would have contacted you.
Well, I don't know because and what's weird is that my ID and my debit card were in different spots. They were together, but in different spots. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing they were probably making sure that it matched and everything, but put them back in where they were. Oh, come on.
Oh, at least they gave you your fucking wallet back. I know. I can't believe you've done that more than once.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The first time that I've done it twice now. The first time I ever did it, we had drove off. And we had went, I think, to Shoe Sensation because somebody needed shoes or whatever. And I was like, I don't have my damn wallet. So we went back up there, and luckily nobody had messed with the cart. And where we had parked, I actually did not put the cart up. I just stacked it up with all the other carts that were close.
What an asshole.
It's because Walmart. They don't have a little place to put your carts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I just put it, like, as close to the little sidewalk thing that they have. And because that's where all the others were, and I got the hell out of there and forgot to take
it. So there is a designated cart area, and you took it to the designated cart area. It's just not a specified designated cart area.
I think what happened was somebody put their cart there, and then the next person also put their cart there, and I was like, I'll just go put my cart over there.
So it became a designated cart area.
Okay, yeah.
So you weren't being an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put my cart up, damn it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes with my whole billfold. I don't carry a billfold. My wallet. What the shit? I can't believe I said billfold. What am I, 80? Go ahead. Shut it.
I worked for Frito-Lay. Walmart was my store, and so I was there from like 2:30 in the morning till whenever I got done. Mm-hmm. But anyway, nothing good happens after midnight and before 6 a.m. if you're out and about. And I saw a guy try to sprint out the store with a TV.
Oh,
but he dropped it at the front door before he left. He dropped it on purpose, but he was sprinting.
So he couldn't steal it, so he broke it so nobody else could
purchase it. Got to the front door. I don't know if it broke, but got to the front door and then dropped it and just kept sprinting. But they're not supposed to chase people.
Mm.
So,
well, Gary does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a person that got busted in JCPenney's. Mm. And she's like suing JCPenney's for harassing her or something. I don't know.
Why? If she stole something,
it doesn't matter. You can't approach, you know. I mean, you could.
A thief?
You can watch somebody put it in your, but you have to go through the right channels in order to, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
And it's like the rules of engagement in war, you know. Mm. It's really strange. It's it's to protect the innocent, but yeah, it really only helps
yeah
the thief, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, like if you genuinely see somebody stealing something, you're not allowed to do anything mm-hmm. about it. I mean, you can call the cops.
Yeah.
And the cops won't do nothing until they walk out of the store.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't really get that. But I really can't believe that I hadn't told you that story, because me and Aiden had made jokes about it for like weeks about what was said. Because anytime that I'd ask him to go do something, he'd go, "I'll do it. I'm not scared." And I'd go, "Okay, go get him, Gary." I mean, for weeks we laughed about it. Funny. It was so, like, at the time it wasn't, like, absolutely hilarious, because we were like, okay. And then we got, like, we just walked out. But afterwards, we really got to giggling. We were like, "Go get him, Gary."
That's so funny.
"I'm not scared. I'll go get a picture of his license plate." Oh, it killed me. Yeah. That happened, like, last summer, I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah. It had to have been school year, because I had Aiden with me, and usually he doesn't go places with me, because you know how he is.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. Good time. So all of that to say this, so it reminded me of this. When Aiden, he was like, "Well, I knew that he was probably a meth head or something." And I said, "Well, how do you know?" And he was like, "You don't think I've noticed people tweaking out around here?" He said, "If it walks like a meth head and talks like a meth head, pretty good chances it's a meth head." Right. I was like, "Okay, Aiden."
He's got a point.
Yeah, he does. So, what can you do?
Yeah. Don't do meth. You can definitely not do that.
Yeah, you could do that. Uh-huh. But that's pretty much all I got, though.
Let me ask you a question. It's political. So uh-oh. We'll just warn you right there.
Okay.
What do you think about books being taken out of schools?
Books being taken out of schools?
Yeah, like school libraries.
I am very much against that.
Okay. So I watched a video today of a guy that was in front of a school board that had an issue with a book that was in their middle school library, I believe. And it said the F word 79 times.
Okay.
Pussy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, 56 times or something like that. It's like, I don't know. I had all the bad words, you know, and he counted every one of them for some reason. But he read us a part out of the book to the school board, and it was like something about licking pussies and teaching somebody how to lick pussies, and did your daddy teach how to lick pussy? And he did it just like that, you know, but he was reading the actual. Mm-hmm. Should that be in a middle school?
I honestly don't care. Just because, okay. I mean, I guess it's different if it's in the school versus the library.
That's what I mean. So the middle school library and a public library.
I read adult books in middle school, and I feel like I turned out okay.
That graphic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, did I get them from the public library? I mean, from the school library. I mean, there were some that maybe pushed the envelope, but if you really want to read something like that, you're going to be able to at the public library. Now, that's when I was in middle school. Now we have, all these kids have access to be able to download whatever book they want. And also are able to see that content, have that content, read whatever content. Like, they're exposed to it so much more because of the World Wide Web. And, I mean, they're growing up with their cell phones in their hands.
Right.
So, I mean, it just, I think, too, it depends on what type, like, what type of book was it? Was it just, like, a sex book?
I'm not sure.
Because, I mean, it just depends, I guess, on what the book was about. Like, and what all of the context was. Maybe it shouldn't be that graphic for middle school. But I guess it depends on what it exposes them to, like what the whole book is about. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, see, and the thing is, it's a school library.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that book I read in ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
Dean Koontz's Watcher.
Yeah.
I listened to that as an adult recently,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, wow, I got this out of the school library.
Right. Yeah, there were books like that. And yeah.
So it's not in the curriculum. And the library is to get students to read and to expand their...
That's what I was going to say. It's expanding their mind, their knowledge, their world, imagination.
So, I mean, I could definitely see that. And I, like, whenever I first initially saw that, I'm like, why would that be... You know, one of my things is, you know, if you don't want your kid to read that, don't let them read it.
Yeah.
Don't check that book out, you know, just like with anything else. Mind your own fucking business.
Yeah.
Or literally.
Right.
I mean, as far as mind what you want to do.
I'll school and deal with my kids over here. Right. You do what you're going to do over here.
And it's not like they're standing up in front of the class teaching this shit. It's just available to the student if they feel inclined to read it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I just wanted to hear your perspective.
So, do you think that they should take it out or not?
Not. I mean, I wouldn't want my kids checking that book out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, not necessarily. So I've always heard, you know, if an adult is telling you not to read something, you absolutely read something because there's something they're trying to keep from you,
right?
You know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know as far as like I'm sure there's books that I would not want in a library that go against like my beliefs and shit.
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, if I'm going to be that way, then I also am going to have to be okay with books that I want in the library, other people don't want in the library being taken out, you know? So I'm still in that mindset of if an adult tells you not to read something.
Yeah. See,
you make sure you read that.
I don't really care. Kids are curious, and I feel like if they are curious about something, they should be able to expand their mind, their knowledge, and be able to form whatever opinion they're going to form on whatever it is that they're reading, looking at, you know, whatever.
You know what's something that it drives me crazy, and it's because I'm an adult, but like in my school years, you know, there's always a fad that happened, you know. I don't even know what the fad was for me, really. I mean, I was probably part of it. Inherits, and
I was gonna say it was probably your Slim Shady hair,
and you know, wearing the JNCOs and shit like that. You know, that's the fad, and the fad now is gender reassignment shit. That scares the shit out of me. That scares me bad. Like, you know, all these 12 and 13 and 14 year old kids changing their identity because it's the cool thing now, and it's really that's scary to me.
So, here's my point of view on all of that, and it may be an unpopular opinion, but I don't care. You forgot to hit the record button.
Nope, it's recording.
Oh, okay. I thought it was supposed to be green.
No, green means not recording.
Okay. So I am okay. I don't judge anyone.
Right.
I will accept anybody and everything. It doesn't matter what you identify as, what your sexual orientation is, what your religion is.
Same.
To me, it does not matter. Right. If you're a good person, that's what you are.
Right.
My problem with it being, because to me, it also seems like a fad. Because, you know, Aiden, ever since he was in middle school, will come home and tell me about things. And I know part of it is because, as a whole, society is becoming a little bit more welcoming about that kind of thing, which I think is good. And, you know, everybody should... Well, I guess I feel that way because I accept. I mean, if you're a good person, you're a good person. Doesn't matter. But when you have kids in the middle school who are seeing all this stuff online, and going through puberty, teenage stuff, just regular teenage bullshit, it's going to confuse them, I think, or they're going to jump on that fad and say it just because they think it's the cool thing, which is going to confuse the ones that are genuinely going through something. Because I feel like if somebody, I mean, not that I went through it personally, I don't know. And I just know, and I mean, I know some people who have gone through it personally, but it was, you know, years after they'd already gone through that. They're not going to announce all of that in the middle school for everybody to talk about. Right. You know what I mean? But they're going to see these other people. Now, maybe that will help them accept what they're going through and what they're feeling, whatever. But I think it's going to cause a lot of confusion. And it's going to confuse the people, too. They're like, well, maybe I am. And it's like, but are you? Or are you just jumping on this fad?
Right.
So when Aiden would come home and he tells me all these things, I'm like, it is what it is. You know, when they get to be an actual adult and they're out of high school and aren't being around their peers 24/7, I guess, with peer pressure and all of this, they're going to come to that self-realization, whether that is what it is or it's not. So when he talks about it, I just like, meh. But at the same time, I'm like, why? Why are you doing this just to be cool when there right. are people that are genuinely going through it? Because I feel like it takes away from that.
Right. One, it's so many kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's
apparently I'm pretty passionate about it. I didn't mean to rant like that.
No, that's good. I mean, it scares me for the kids' futures, you know, because at 14 and 15 years old, which is Caleb's age.
Yeah.
You know,
that's impressionable 16, age.
You know, 14, 15, 16, which is Aiden's age also. You know, that group of kids is really going, and I don't know, like, where they're getting it from. I don't know why it's become, it's very political. It's all political. But, like, where are they learning all that? Why is that getting pushed onto them, and where is it coming from?
Probably the World Wide Web. You know, they got
the
news.
I mean, even like, your basic nightly news, you know, that parents watch that, you know, the kids are seeing this maybe, you know. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. I truly, I mean, at the risk of sounding like an 80-year-old, I really, truly think it's the internet just because
YouTube.
They do have, YouTube, and they've got access, and, you know, they can go and sit on YouTube for hours and hours. Now they've got TikTok. You and I have talked about that. We'll be on there for freaking hours and not even realize it, and you're just scrolling, and then if your algorithm gets to a certain point, you know, it's going to keep showing those videos over and over and over again, and I think that's where it's coming from.
Well, and, I mean, I've never been, you know, to... The closest thing I've ever had to any of that is the guy that wears the makeup, and Jeffree Star.
Oh, Jeffree Star, yeah.
Yeah, and Lexi loves him and loves his makeup, but, I mean, he's not transitioning or nothing. He's a man that wears that dresses in drag or whatever, or wears makeup, whatever, and he does. It's amazing.
I know. I can't do makeup like Jeffree.
It's amazing, you know, and, you know, I'm okay with Lexi and the kids watching that, but I thought he was the most popular one. I mean, he's made a shit ton of money doing that.
He has. Well, there was another guy too, and he got into it with, I feel like his name is Charles something. But he's the same thing. He's a guy that puts on makeup, and that's what he'd do. He'd do makeup tutorials or makeup reviews or whatever. And then he was in the news, like headlines, you know, for quite some time because he got into it with someone, but I can't, like, and there was drama. It's because he slid into some guy's DMs that he knew was straight, I think, or something like that, and was, like, trying to push it, and then he got called out for it by one of his supposed friends or whatever, and it kind of exploded, and it was, like, a headline for, like, forever. But it's Charles something, maybe Charles is the last name.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about now?
I was thinking it was Jamal, but he was a football player, and that's not him.
Yeah, that's Jamal Charles. I remember him. Because he was pretty.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get off that.
Okay.
I was going to say something else. I forgot what it was, but I've got to pee so bad right now. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate you. No shout outs this week, I don't guess.
Okay.
But I will give this one more attempt. Okay. Or 100 more attempts, however many episodes we record. Let me find the right button. That wasn't
it. Shit. Dang it.
Gets her every
time. I tried to tell, like, I was like, listen to this. It's like, I almost dropped the F bomb, and it doesn't come across the same. He's like, why did that scare you? And I was like,
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, you need headphones.
Right. You have to have. I noticed even in the car, I listened to it in the car, and it doesn't do the back speakers. It's all in the same.
Okay.
So that's kind of frustrating. Yeah. But put some headphones on when you listen to that episode. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Insert cash or select payment type.
No, God. No, God, please, no. No. No.
Every single day, D. Ryan has to go to work in a car that is not a 2021 Mustang Mach 1. You can help with this injustice for just $3, $5, or $10 a month. That's 3 cents or less a day. Doing it with my best friend's wife now has a subscriber link. All you have to do is hit the link in the podcast description, and you'll be able to pay for something you can have for free. But it will help me continue with my Mustang addiction. In return for your gift, you will continue to receive a deep voice in your ear hole every week or so. And also, I will give you a shout out in an episode of Doing It With My Best Friend's Wife. Please, if you feel inclined, subscribe. Because why would you get something for free that you could pay for? Love you, D. Ryan.